Narrated Quraib. I was sent to Aisha by Ibn Abbas, Al-Miswar bin Makhrama, and Abdurrahman bin Azhar, may Allah be pleased with them. They told me to greet her on their behalf, and to ask her about the offering of the two rak'ah after the Asr, and to say to her, "We were informed that you offered those two rak'ah, and we were told that the Prophet, peace be upon him, had forbidden offering them." Ibn Abbas said, "I, along with Umar ibn al-Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him, used to beat the people whenever they offered them." Quraib further said, "I went to Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, and conveyed her that message." Aisha said, "Go and ask Umm Salama about them." So I returned and informed them about her statement. They then told me to go to Umm Salama with the same question with which they had sent me to Aisha. Umm Salama, may Allah be pleased with her, replied, "I heard the Prophet, peace be upon him, forbidding them. Later I saw him offering them immediately after he had offered the Asr. He then entered my house at a time when some of the Ansari women from the tribe of Bani Haram were sitting with me. So I sent my slave girl to him, having said to her, 'Stand beside him and tell him that Umm Salama says to you, O Allah's Messenger, I have heard you forbidding the offering of these two rak'ah after the Asr prayer, but I have seen you offering them. If he waves his hand, then wait for him.' The slave girl did that. The Prophet, peace be upon him, beckoned her with his hand, and she waited for him. When he had finished the salat, prayer, he said, 'O daughter of Abi Umayyah, you have asked me about the two rak'ah after the Asr prayer. The people of the tribe of Abdul Qais came to me and made me busy, and I could not offer the two rak'ah after the Dhuhr prayer. These two rak'ah that I have just offered are for those missed ones.'"